Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aging Journey podcast. Today, we are going to be playing a new game for Halloween. So, happy Halloween, everyone. And it is going to be called The Mystery of the Witch. You can't see it, but I did fun spooky hands. This will be a one-shot using Kids on Bikes. Our players are preteens living in 1990s America. They are hoping to wrap up a meeting of the Mystery Club. So that they can enjoy Halloween night. The Mystery Club in this town is the first of its kind. Our players are kind of junior investigators who are fairly successful, kinda, at solving mysteries in their neighborhood. However, all is not what it seems. Donnie Harlow, the Mystery Club president, seems to have a case that needs an emergency meeting on Halloween night. Seems like something's up in town, and even though it's supposed to be the best Halloween in years that this neighborhood has seen, the sanctity of the Mystery Club must come first. Let's say hello to our players.
Hello, hello. I am Not Quite Normal. I will be playing Daniel Seat.
Hello there, I'm Static Velocity, and I'll be Layla Alakad.
Hi, I'm Pan, and I will be playing Kimberly Grace Stevens, or as she is known, Darkness, or Ness, to her friend.
I swear this I lady is a witch, and she's got Danny, or Donnie, under her fang.
Oh yeah.
He knew it. Back He's Halloween. Her familiar.
We're going to come back, and it's going to be a completely different story. We're going to have to do Monster of the Week.
Yes!
I'm glad you guys enjoyed.
The next story follows people trying to find three missing kids, or four missing kids.
not really an epilogue, but a quick after... scene in terms of this case. So when you guys investigate a case, you have to decide what to do with it, like when you have done investigating it. And technically Donnie did create this case on his own, kind of, but do you guys consider this like solved, or is this going to be an open case, or are you going to close the case and maybe like reopen it another time? Do you feel satisfied with this case's conclusion?
I'm still convinced that Layla's eventually going to turn into something. Mm-hmm. So, it becomes a feature of our friendship that I just like am constantly working on her eulogy and like saying it to her every now and then. Like, what do you think of this line, Layla?
Perfect.
Not a lot rhymes with your name. I have granola in here.
Aloha. I don't know.
We should have never opened that manila. Maybe you'd still be here, dear Layla. What do you think?
That's not bad. I mean, Alakad's easier to rhyme, I think, if you want to go, like, my full name.
Oh, yeah. Then we could really do, like, a... what Annabelle Lee situation?
Yeah, uh-huh.
This might be better.
Yeah.
Good notes.
I got you. Perfect. I want to make sure my eulogy is the best it can be.
The best. It will.
We
be
will
the
miss
best.
You.
I'll miss Perfect. Me.
How the, bad is the crash?
Her.
The, huh? How bad is the crash?
How bad well, is yeah, the sugar crash? Sugar. After the sugar?
There is no crash. There is no sugar in what you've been consuming.
What is that? She's just been flipping out for
no reason. She
Daniel is
up.
Unconvinced. I feel like Daniel leaves in it like, okay.
I will say, at your behest and your constant badgering for Donnie to keep the case open, even though he tries to constantly like explain to you that none of you are correct and that is not what's happening. And
that's just what a witch is familiar would say.
Yeah, I saw right. What I saw.
Yeah.
There were kids that went in that house that never came out, man.
Layla was never the same.
At the Constant Badgering, Donnie takes a big rubber stamp and he puts on the manila envelope unsolved, and he has Daniel file it away with the other cases to be picked up, hopefully, once you all have more evidence towards, you know, the timeline of Layla turning into a familiar, what's going on with Miss Kerrigan eating the children, etc., etc. Lots to investigate. But that has been my Kids on Bike scenario that I made myself. Called Mr. Club.
Really fun. So much fun.
Thank you.
That was a great one.
I'm glad you enjoyed. Thank you all for listening to the Age of Journey podcast. And hopefully you will come back for our Christmas special that will be happening in a month. Happy Halloween. Hope you enjoyed the journey.